Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of the John Chuckery Show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we do it on Friday nights, get the dance party cranked up, take the beat a little bit higher. We will do Rank 'Em coming up at 10:40 this evening, so we will have a little bit of fun before we get out of here for the week and get into the weekend. I know Dom is going to be working all weekend, but listen, that's the life you live. You know how many for a decade I was doing that every weekend. But anyway, all right. Here's what we're going to do is we're going to start with Braves home games, where we're going to get into allowing y'all as you're driving home to open up the phone lines and give your thoughts about what you saw tonight. So 404-726-0929. This will be kind of our de facto post game show, right? So we'll have a little bit of fun and we'll talk some Braves baseball with you. But if you want to jump in as you're on your way home, 404-726-0929. That is the phone line. So obviously good news in Braves country as the Braves win 9-0, as we kind of thought. I mean, look, I don't think the Chicago White Sox are going to be much competition this weekend. They now sit at 38-55, 17-29 at home. Here's just a subtle difference about where the Braves are versus what another team is at, right? Okay? So the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the White Sox tonight, they were 0-9. 0-9, okay? The 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Atlanta Braves were 5-9. 5-9, 4 runs scored, 2 RBI, and a couple of walks. Now, when your 7, 8, and 9 hitters are that drastic of a difference, you're going to be hard to beat. Charlie Morton tonight, he was outstanding. 7 innings, 3 hits, not a single run, had 4 strikeouts, a walk, obviously did not give up a home run, and he only threw 83 pitches in 7 innings. In fact, look at one of the stats from the game tonight. The Braves in their shutout tonight, threw 118 total pitches. Okay? Heller and Luge came in and pitched the last two innings. They pitched two innings of two-hit ball, no runs allowed, couple of strikeouts. Braves threw 118 pitches. The White Sox pitching staff, 184 pitches in the game tonight, including mostly from Tuki Toussaint, who took over for the White Sox starter. After the White Sox starter went, are you ready? Are you sitting down in your car? Okay. He went two-thirds of an inning with a hit, four runs allowed, four of them earned, four walks, didn't strike out anybody, and that one hit was a grand slam by Matt Olson, who tonight in the game, that was his only hit, but he made it count. 30 homers now, 76 RBI. I believe Matt Olson leads the National League in RBI. But their starter was dreadful. Tuki Toussaint tonight, he really, I'll give him a lot of credit. He did a really good job. 5 1/3 innings, three hits, just one run given up. He walked four guys as well. He struck out four. The White Sox in eight innings, because remember, the Braves didn't have to bat here in the ninth inning. The White Sox in eight innings had nine walks allowed. They struck out five and walked nine guys in the game tonight. Nine. I don't know how you do that in today's modern Major League Baseball, where everybody is swinging on their heels, but they found a way to walk nine guys tonight. Their pitching was, outside of Toussaint, their pitching was a disaster. So Braves pick up a big win, 61-29 now on the season as they move to 31-15 at home. And we talked about this earlier on in the season where the Braves were such an outstanding road team. They were just killing people on the road in the beginning of the year and really were kind of just mediocre at home. Well, they flipped that script. Now 31-15 at home. And by the way, they're 30-14 on the road. That's outstanding. Not only the Braves for the first team that have 60 wins, but they're the fastest team to 30 wins on the road. And they've been outstanding on the road. 31 and 15 now for them at home. If you look up and down the lineup, Ronnie was 0-for-3, but he scored on the Matt Olson grand slam. Ozzy was 2-for-3 with a run. He drove in three runs. Matt Olson hit the grand slam. He drove in four tonight. Arcia and Michael Harris also contributed RBI. Harris and Arcia combined for three. Harris and Arcia, the 8 and 9 hitter, 4-for-7, three runs scored, two RBI. How are you going to beat somebody like that? Like, when the bottom of the order, and we've consistently talked about this, when the bottom of your order is giving you that kind of production and you're turning the lineup over that much and you're allowing Ronnie and Ozzy and Riley and Olson to accumulate more at-bats, you're not going to beat the Atlanta Braves. If you're allowing those guys to get up, somebody's going to kill you at some point. Somebody's going to whack it all around, and at some point, somebody's going to put one out. Because the Braves are just, first off, they're dominant in the first inning. They've been outstanding in first innings so far. But again, they hit the most home runs in the first half of the Major League Baseball season, I think ever in the American or National League. Had the most home runs ever. So, another outstanding win. Can't say enough good things about Charlie Morton. And now he goes to 10-6 on the season. And you talk about one of the really good kind of bounce back performances where, you know, it was not a very good year for Charlie Morton in a lot of ways. I mean, it was not as productive of a year. You know, again, he gave up too many homers, giving up too many hits, but he's been outstanding. And now he's 10-6 on the year. And if this is his swan song, you know, he has done a lot of good to bounce himself back. And, you know, again, he's one of those guys that you feel like, okay, we get to the postseason, we can really count on a Charlie Morton. He's been a big-time pitcher in the postseason, but he was outstanding. Seven hits, three runs, no runs given up, three hits, no runs given up, a walk and four strikeouts on 83 pitches. He's now lowered his ERA to 3.20. So he gets the win tonight. Ronnie did steal a base in the game, by the way, too. He stole second base, and he did that in the first inning and en route to scoring, as he didn't really have to steal many more bases because he was scoring pretty easily on the Matt Olson grand slam. So Olson hits the grand slam. That was actually the only home run that they hit. It was his 30th of the year. He had he's up to 76 RBI with the four that he had tonight. Ozzie is up to 66 RBI with the three he had tonight. Michael Harris is at 27 RBI, and Orlando Arcia is at 29 RBI as well. So Braves did leave nine guys on. They were 4-for-14 with runners in scoring position, but you make one of those count, right? When you try to make a count, Olson was 1-for-3. That one was a big one because it turned into a grand salami. So, again, big win for the Braves tonight. They whitewashed the White Sox in this game 9-0. And like I said, I don't think there's going to be a lot of competition. Strider's going to go on the mound tomorrow. Lance Lynn and Spencer Strider. That's an interesting matchup, but Strider's going to blow away this lineup. I mean, he's going to blow away this lineup, and you know they will have no answers for him. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a 9-10 strikeout type of performance tomorrow, and then Coby Allard has a chance, you know, that I think they'll win tomorrow, and I think he'll have a chance to close out that series. And it'll be another sweep for the Atlanta Braves. It'll be another sweep series for them where, you know, they just got it, you know, cranked up right now. I mean, that's the reality of it. They've won four of their last five. You know, they lost that final game to Tampa Bay, but they get right back on track after a few days off. I mean, obviously we had the All-Star break and all of that going on, but they find a way and just continue to pound runs. They scored four in the first, scored one in the sixth, they scored four in the seventh, and they really didn't even need those runs that they got in the sixth or seventh inning because after the first inning, this game was this over. And it was sad watching some of the pitching for the Chicago White Sox. I mean, there was just not much going on in that. White Sox didn't do much. Benintendi had a hit. Tim Anderson had a couple of hits. They were 3-for-12 in the game, but when you don't get any other contributions, you know, Luis Robert Jr., one of the better players in baseball, he did not have a hit tonight. Grandal did not have a hit tonight. Jimenez did not have a hit tonight. So, you know, they were just dominated by the Braves pitching all night long. Sean Murphy, I should say, he went hitless in the game. Ozuna, Murphy, they were hitless. Riley, Acuna, they were hitless as well. And Kevin Pillar came in and played some left field defense. And, you know, again, good night for Eddie Rosario. Just 1-for-4 with a run. You know, again, getting on base and scoring a run. Riley had two walks in the game. Ronnie had two walks in the game. He's now up to 329, even though he didn't have a hit tonight. 329, but has a 408 on-base percentage and a 577 slugging. So even though he didn't get a hit tonight, the two walks, he got on base and obviously stole a base and then scored on Matt Olson's grand slam. And you know, again, when you think when the Braves scored nine runs, you would think, okay, they hit, you know, two or three, you know, maybe four home runs. But Olson was the only guy that homered in the game tonight. He hit that grand slam, and there was nobody out when he hit that grand slam. Arcia, Ozzie, and Michael Harris all doubled in the game, but the only home run hit was by Matt Olson. So Braves win it tonight, 9-0, behind an outstanding performance from Charlie Morton. The offense continues to roll. The bottom three, 7, 8, and 9 hitters in this lineup were 5-for-9 in the game with 4 runs scored and 2 RBI. And there you have it. All right, when we come back, DeJounte Murray, I think, is saying the right things. Did he maybe take a shot, though, at John Collins? We'll talk about that next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuck Free Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and it is our phone line. We got the dance party cranked up here on a Friday night for the Brown Liquor Music Hour. We get the beat kind of cranking up here. We are going to do Rank 'Em coming up in about 20 minutes from right now, so hit us up with your list, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929, at JMCH316. He's at Dom UR Live. That's our personal Twitter page. You can hit us up there as well. You know, DeJounte Murray was recently speaking with ESPN reporter, and, you know, Dom, you told me about this person, Roz Gold Onwude.
Yes.
She's a reporter for ESPN. What show does she do? Any idea?
So she fills in sometimes. She does a lot of sideline reporting and stuff like that for them. So she'll see her at games. But that's her main gig.
Okay. So I thought some interesting things that DeJounte Murray said to her in this interview that they did. Obviously, after signing the four-year, $120 million extension to stay with the Atlanta Hawks. Now, I'll get your guys' opinion on this as to whether or not this was a shot at John Collins at all. Obviously, John Collins no longer here, traded to the Utah Jazz. So here's the first thing that that kind of caught my attention, and maybe this was a shot, maybe it wasn't, but, quote, "I told Trey, continue to learn who your teammates are. Trust your guys. We're here for him. Trey built what he built in Atlanta. He earned what he earned. He earned the right to be the head of the snake, and I let him know that. I think that's important." Now, Was that a little bit of a shot? When you go back and look, obviously, you know, John Collins and Trey Young had their disputes about how the offensive philosophy and style should be. That John Collins didn't necessarily think that, you know, he didn't think, he thought more of the offense should have ran through him, and maybe that there was some disagreements about philosophy. I'm not telling you that they did not get along personally or they would fight in the locker room or any kind of stuff like that. I'm talking about from a philosophical approach to the game, they were on opposite sides. And again, we heard enough chatter that I do think that there was some of that there. Again, it wasn't all just made up, make-believe, malarkey kind of stuff. There was some definite angst there. So I don't know if that was a little bit of a shot toward John Collins, just from the standpoint of, you know, trusting your teammates, trust your guys, you know, learn who your teammates are. Okay. I mean, maybe. I mean, again, I'm open-minded to, you know, the whole thing out there. Then Murray went on to talk about the idea of, you know, playing alongside, you know, Trae Young and, you know, improving. And I thought this was the interesting quote for me. Quote, it starts with me and him, and it starts with chemistry off the floor, making sure we're available, making sure our teammates see who we are. The work ethic, the work we're putting in, and just wanting one another to keep getting better, but also lead by example. Now, again, I won't overblow it from the standpoint, but that sounds like a guy who played for Greg Popovich. And that sounds like a guy who is a mature basketball player that gets it. And I like the fact that, look, him and Trae Young, they've got to set the tone, not just on the court, but off the court. And I'm not saying those guys are getting in trouble or anything like that, but just about how you go about your business. Are you putting in the work? Do you think that things come to eat? I mean, whatever it is, you know, doing the dirty work that you have to do. So I like that about DeJounte Murray. And I thought that that was an interesting comment that he had there, just in the idea of, hey, we've got to get better. We've got to grow. And look, obviously they looked at DeJounte Murray and thought that it was the best decision moving forward to keep Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, Quinn Snyder, and get that threesome together to come together. And again, we saw a number of times when DeJounte Murray, when he played well and Trae Young played well, they would win. And bottom line is they would win. And when they were really good, the Hawks were really good. You know, when they played really well together, the Hawks played really well together. Whatever side pieces or additional pieces or what have you was on the court at the time, when those two guys played really well together, led to a lot of victories. So, you know, I said before that I thought that DeJounte Murray was the team MVP last year. I thought he made more winning basketball plays than anybody else on their roster. That includes Trae Young, and that includes Clint Capella, DeAndre Hunter, John Collins, whoever. I thought he made more winning basketball players. Because he can make basketball plays that were winning basketball plays both on the offensive and defensive side. Sometimes it would be a rebound. Sometimes it would be a steal. Sometimes it would be an assist. Sometimes it was a, you know, foul line jumper. Whatever it was, little things that he did that were winning basketball plays. And I said this on night number one when they played the Rockets last year, and I believe that that was at State Farm Arena. You could see that there was something different about him. You could see that he was a fundamentally sound player, had a high basketball IQ, and he looked like a guy, like we said, that played for Greg Popovich. He looked like he was a disciplined basketball player that played for Greg Popovich. And I think that's translated. And so that's why I'm excited to see what Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, with a full offseason, and now the best part about all of this is that there's no more questions to be answered. Well, is DeJounte going to be here? Will he become a free agent? This, that, and the other. Now you can put all of that behind you and focus on basketball. And we talked about this last week on the show. Now you don't have to answer any questions.
well, how long will DeJounte Murray be here? You know, now you don't have to have those articles written. You know, and we talked about the comments that John Collins made where he felt like it was getting to him. The idea of, you know, he said, I heard so many trade rumors and this and that, that it was starting to wear on me. He said that at his press conference when he went to Utah. That was the opening press conference last Friday, I believe it was. It was a week ago today. Hey, I was feeling the pressure and, you know, it starts to get after you for a while. Well, imagine if you're in DeJounte Murray's shoes and you start getting into all of the, well, is he going to be here? Does he want to sign? You know, and again, with the hot take media in today's world, you can imagine how many narratives would be spun. Oh, DeJounte Murray doesn't like the Atlanta Hawks front office. Or again, you know, everybody always takes it to the umpteenth degree in everything. So there would be all of that nonsense that would be written about all of it. But now it's all about basketball. Trae Young is signed to a long-term contract. DeJounte Murray is going to be here for the next handful of years. Quinn Snyder now is going to be here, obviously, for a long time. Now everybody can get on the same page. He also went on to talk about the idea of how his mindset remains the same as before even the contract. Quote, what means the most to me is giving family, friends, the youth, hope. And paving the way, showing them anything is possible with hard work, dedication, staying focused, and being a great person. So, look, I like what he's saying. I don't have a problem with all of this. I'm excited to see what becomes of these two guys. I'm excited to see what becomes of Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. I'm excited that I think that there's still much room to grow with these two guys. That there's the potential to be, you know, one of the better backcourts in all of the NBA. And they maybe already were, but there's certainly a potential to be, you know, if not the best, then certainly one of the top best backcourts in the NBA. And look, they're paying supermax money to one guy and they're paying, you know, max veteran money to another guy. And they're not those two guys are not playing for fish heads and rice. I mean, you're talking about $75 million a year in combined salary. They ain't playing for just, you know, a bag of peanuts out there. They're getting well compensated, but there has to be some return in it. And I'm excited to see what Quinn Snyder, what DeJounte Murray, what Trae Young, what they can come up with during this offseason. What can they work on? What can they get better at during this offseason? You know, and again, the results may or may not be there. You know, the results can be maybe kind of slow, but at some point it's going to have to catch itself up. At some point it's going to have to be better than what it's been over the last couple of years. Because if they have this roster and they can't be drastically better, you think Tony Russell is ever going to entertain the idea of going into luxury tax? You think he's ever going to entertain the idea of spending money to get in the tax and they go 3 years in a row where they're barely make the play-in and all this kind of stuff? No, I don't think that will happen in one iota. I don't think it will happen at all. They have to show some drastic improvement in this roster. They have to build themselves around. That's why I get frustrated is because, you know, again, there are a lot of guys that are coming off the board. And I don't know what our move is. And, you know, again, if they grab a Pascal Siakam, yeah, he's a really good player, but is he here for the long term? Because you're going to have to pay him max money. Like, he's not playing for less than max money. He's earned that. You got a 24-8 guy that's at that level, and he's, you know, second team All-NBA. You're going to have to pay that guy money. You're going to have to pay him all that max money. And I don't know that the Hawks are realistically wanting to get into that boat. He ain't going to take no team-friendly discount. This is his chance to cash in. You saw Fred VanVleet, right? You don't think he's thinking what Fred VanVleet got? Then he's thinking, wait a second, I'm better than him. I'm better than him, and what did he get? He got like, what, 180 or 190 or something ridiculous? Siakam's looking around saying, wait a second, I'm better than that guy. And that guy got $40 million a year. What'd he get?
Fred VanVleet signed a 3-year, $128 million deal.
Yeah. 3 for $128.
Yep.
Siakam's probably better than him.
Definitely better than him.
Yeah. So he ain't going to play for no fish, heads, and rice. So I like what DeJounte Murray's doing. I like the fact that, you know, he's talking about these guys working together. And let's see. I mean, at some point, it's got to materialize into wins on the basketball court. It's got to materialize into the Hawks being a much better franchise, turning that corner and being one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. All right, when we come back, it's going to be time for Rank 'Em. We're going to have a little bit of fun with you here before the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and on the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Free Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios. Maria. Dance Party getting cranked up and ready to go. This actually was a really good album. Like, yes. I mean, it's a really good song, but this whole album was really good. The song, obviously, that he did with Rob, what's that guy's name? The lead singer of. The huge hit that they had.
Hold on. That's going to bother me. Hold on.
Yeah. I mean, Rob Thomas. Rob Thomas was the guy. And the huge hit that he had with them. But this whole album was really good. I think it won a bunch of Grammys, too. You know, it was one of those, you know, crossover kind of albums, stuff like that. What was that song? Not The Game of Love. That's the one he did with the other girl.
Smooth,
yeah. So that was on that album, and this song, Maria, was on that album as well. So, all right, we used to have a little bit of fun picking Randy and Hugh's brain. Sometimes we gave them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
All righty, John. So I've got a couple lists here for you. And like I said, it's Friday night, so we're going to focus on the ladies.
Okay.
So, my question to you. Rank these TV show moms. You have Sofia Vergara in Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Ava Longoria in Desperate Housewives. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. Connie Britton, Friday Night Lights.
I will go with Sofia Vergara, number one. You know, I like that Connie Britton. She's
nice.
Yeah,
yes.
she's nice. She's interesting. I'll go. Who was the second one you said?
Ava Longoria.
All right, I'll go Ava Longoria too. I'll go Connie Britton three. And who was the fourth one?
Christina Hendricks.
Yeah, she's the redhead from. I'm not a big redhead guy.
So. Okay. Good to know. All right. Next up. Same kind of deal, however, we're talking about femme fatales. So just a different movie genre.
Okay.
Demi Moore in Disclosure. Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Rebecca Romijn from the X-Men series when she was Mystique. And Natasha Henstridge from the Species.
So that Mystique was outstanding.
Yes.
I mean, she was...
Yes.
Yeah, she was phenomenal.
Arguably the best parts of those movies.
Yeah, I mean, so she was phenomenal in all that. So I give her number one. Natasha Henstridge, who was the other two you said?
The other two, you had Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, and then you had Demi Moore in Disclosure.
I'll go Demi Moore because I really like Demi Moore. I'll go Natasha Henstridge, number three. And I like Catwoman. I'm just not as big a Michelle Pfeiffer fan, I guess.
Fair enough. All right, I got one more for you. This is for the adult film stars.
Oh, nice.
We have...
Not that I would know anything like this.
No. We know you're going to be Googling all these names. Don't worry. Number one, we have Asa Akira.
Ooh.
Number two, Phoenix Marie. Number three, Kira Noir. Number four, Kelly Devine.
Who was the third one you said? Kira Noir?
Kira Noir.
How do you spell that?
K-I-R-A.
K-I-R-A-N-O-I-R. N-O-I-R. Okay. I'm not familiar with her work. The first girl I know. Let's see here. Kira Noir.
Uh-huh.
You said who's first one?
First one was Asa Akira.
Okay, I'll take her number one.
Uh-huh. Number two was Phoenix Marie.
Okay.
Number three was Kira Noir. And number four was Kelly Devine.
Phoenix Marie. I don't know if I know her or not. I'll take that Kira Noir, number two.
Okay.
Phoenix Marie, and what was the other one?
Kelly Devine.
I think I know her, but I don't... All right, I'll go the Kira Noir 2.
Okay.
I'll go what was the third one?
It was Phoenix Marie and then
Phoenix
Kelly Devine.
Phoenix Marie number 3 and then Kelly Devine number 4. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. My mouse is having trouble here, but let's see here from the Sodom of Uzdama text line. From my buddy James, rank these wrestling managers: Paul Heyman, Jim Cornette, J.J. Dillon, Jerry Martel. It's a good list. I still go Jim Cornette number one. I think Jim Cornette's the second best manager of all time, next to Bobby Heenan. I think Bobby Heenan is far and away the best manager of all time, but I think Jim Cornette is number two. I will take Paul Heyman because he's had a career resurgence. He's been magnificent, you know, in this whole bloodline thing. I'll take him number two. I will actually take, and I know he's the more, I know he's the guy that was the glue that held everything together with J.J. Dillon, but I'll take Sherry Martel because I think she's criminally underrated in the wrestling world, number three, and J.J. Dillon number four. And I like J.J. Dillon. I think that he was the glue that held the horsemen together in all of that. Let's see here. Rank these dopey millennials at 92.9, okay?
This should be good.
Yep. Caleb, Dom, Dylon, and Garrett. So I'm gonna go Dom number one. Not because you're here, but I'll go Dom number one. He's got a little bit less dopiness in him. I will go Garrett number two. I will go Caleb number three and Dylon four because I love Dylon, but man, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Like if it didn't happen in 2006 or later, like he's got no frame of reference.
I was going to say, I'm lucky because I have my dad and everyone just did a really good job of making sure I knew just things that happened
before me,
whether that was movies, music. So I've always kind of said I have a little bit of an old soul.
Yeah.
There are times where I talk to Dylon, and granted, I'm only maybe like a year or two older than Dylon, where I talk to Dylon, and I'm just like, all right, dude, like, how do you not know this?
No, there have been things that we've talked about that he looked at me like I had three heads. I mean, that's, it wouldn't be a deep, I can go deep with reference. I got 51 years under my belt. I mean, I got a half a century. I can go deep, but even some of those things, like, it was like, wait a second, I know some of these pop star, like we'll even talk about like some of these pop star girls and I'll be like, wait a second, I'm listening to these girls right now and you're not even, but anyway, so for my buddy Rusty, rank these fill-in replacement members: Shemp from the Three Stooges, Sammy Hagar from Van Halen, Crush for Demolition, and Arnel Pineda, who's the new Filipino lead singer of Journey, who took over for Steve Perry. I will tell you, I've seen that Arnell. I believe I saw him years ago when he took over for Steve Perry.
Yeah.
He was outstanding. I saw them at Music Midtown, and it was Neil Schon and all the guys. Mm-hmm. But they had this. They had another singer, and I don't know if it was this guy or not. But if I'm going to say that I'll give him the number one spot because he was phenomenal in that role.
Okay.
I love Sammy Hagar. I think I'll go hot taking. I think Van Hagar is better than Van Halen.
Okay.
I think Van Hagar is better than with David Lee Roth. I think David Lee Roth had his moments, but he was completely whacked out. And I don't think they were consistently as good as they were with Sammy Hagar. Shemp from the Three Stooges, and when they added Crush, I mean, it was like giving up. Because, again, Bill Eadie and all those guys, they were too beat up. Smash and Axe, they were both beat up from the territory days. They had to bring in Crush because they needed somebody to just kind of spell them, right? They were just too beat up and banged up. Quickly here. And my guy, the basketball guy, uh-huh. I'll be honest with you. And again, it's not that some of these people are just not showing up on my, I think they're all adult film stars. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's just, some of these are just not showing up on my.
How about this? I got a list for you here that I just came up with.
All right. Well, let me get to Matt Ryan first. Uh-huh. Rank these teams who lost to the 90s Braves: the Jim Leland Pirates, the Dusty Baker Giants, the Larry Durker Astros, and the Bobby Valentine Mets. I still think that Pirates team was really good. Van Slyke, Bonilla, Bonds, Chico leaned at second base. Sid Bream at first. I think they were criminally underrated. They should have been a lot better than they were, but the Braves were just too good. I'll take them number one. That Larry Durker Astros teams, those guys with Bagwell, Biggio, Berkman, I mean, those guys, that's number two. I'll take the Dusty Baker Giants number three. That's Bonds and those guys. And then I hate the Mutts, so the Mutts can screw themselves.
Uh-huh.
TV shows turn movies from our buddy Alvy Cohen. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Mission Impossible, The Fugitive, and Get Smart. Well, I'll definitely take Mission Impossible. I'm going tomorrow night to see that.
Yeah.
The Fugitive, definitely number two. And I'll say that Get Smart wasn't awful. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., I don't like that guy. I don't like that Henry Cavill guy.
Really?
He's a lousy Superman.
I get that.
Too big a stiff.
I get that. I do like The Man from U.N.C.L.E., though. I like that movie.
Yeah, I don't like that. And I'll at least take The Rock and Steve Carell, and I love Anne Hathaway. Love, love, love Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll take Get Smart number three, and you can have The Man from U.N.C.L.E. All right, hit me up real quick.
All righty, real quick here, right up your alley. Rank these four women in the WWE, mm-hmm. or current or former: Sasha Banks, Trish Stratus, Tori Wilson, Jade Cargill.
You know what? I've become a big fan of that Jade Cargill.
Me too.
I actually, I had her on the show. I interviewed her.
Yes.
It did make some publications and stuff. So I really like her. I'll take her number one. I'll take Tori Wilson number two because back in the old days, she was something to behold. I will take Sasha Banks number three, and I like Trish Stratus. I think she's mm-hmm. a little overrated.
Fair enough.
Not physically or anything like that. Yeah. I think she's a little bit over. I think Sasha Banks is a really good wrestler.
Yes.
I think she's a very good wrestler. And I like the way she wrestles. I think she's had some really. I mean, her in the old NXT days when they had Bayley and Becky Lynch, and you know they were the horsewomen and all that. Like they had some really great matches. I mean, that was. That in the old days of NXT, those guys, those girls were really, really good. So, all right, that's Rank 'Em for a Friday. We're going to wrap things up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
App. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios. Maria. Dance party getting cranked up and ready to go. This actually was a really good album. I mean, this is a really good song, but this whole album was really good. The song, obviously, that he did with Rob, what's that guy's name? The lead singer of. The huge hit that they had.
That's going to bother me. Hold on.
Yeah. I mean, Rob Thomas. Rob Thomas was the guy. And the huge hit that he had with them. But this whole album was really good. I think it won a bunch of Grammys, too. It was one of those, crossover kind of albums, stuff like that. What was that song? Not The Game of Love. That's the one he did with the other girl.
Smooth,
yeah. Yeah. So that was on that album, and this song, Maria, was on that album as well. So, all right, we used to have a little bit of fun picking Randy and Hugh's brain. Sometimes we gave them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
All righty, John. So I've got a couple lists here for you. And like I said, it's Friday night, so we're going to focus on the ladies.
Okay.
So, my question to you. Rank these TV show moms. You have Sofia Vergara in Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Ava Longoria in Desperate Housewives. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. Connie Britton, Friday Night Lights.
I will go with Sofia Vergara, number one. You know, I like that Connie Britton. She's
nice.
Yeah,
yes.
she's nice. She's interesting. I'll go. Who was the second one you said?
Ava Longoria.
All right, I'll go Ava Longoria too. I'll go Connie Britton 3. And who was the fourth one?
Christina Hendricks.
Yeah, she's the redhead from. I'm not a big redhead guy.
So. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. All right. Next up. Same kind of deal, however, we're talking about femme fatales. So just a different movie genre.
Okay.
Demi Moore in Disclosure. Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Rebecca Romijn from the X-Men series when she was Mystique. And Natasha Henstridge from the Species.
So that
Mystique was outstanding.
Yes.
I mean, she was.
Yes.
Yeah, she was phenomenal.
Best, arguably the best parts of those movies.
Yeah, I mean, so she was phenomenal in all that. So I give her number one. Natasha Henstridge, who was the other two you said?
The other two, you had Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, and then you had Demi Moore in Disclosure.
I'll go Demi Moore because I really like Demi Moore. I'll go Natasha Henstridge, number three. And I like Catwoman. I'm just not as big a Michelle Pfeiffer fan, I guess.
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, I got one more for you. This is for the adult film stars.
Oh, nice.
We have...
Not that I would know anything like this.
No, yeah, yeah. We know you're going to be Googling all these names. Don't
yes.
worry. Number one, we have Asa Akira.
Ooh.
Number two, Phoenix Marie. Number three, Kira Noir. Number four, Kelly Devine.
Who was the third one you said? Kira Noir?
Kira Noir.
How do you spell that?
K-I-R-A.
K-I-R-A-N-O-I-R. N-O-I-R. Okay. I'm not familiar with her work. The first girl I know. Let's see here. Kira Noir.
Uh-huh.
You said who was the first one?
First one was Asa Akira.
Okay, I'll take her number one.
Uh-huh. Number two was Phoenix Marie.
Okay.
Number three was Kira Noir. And number four was Kelly Devine.
Phoenix Marie. I don't know if I know her or not. I'll take that Kira Noir, number two.
Okay.
Phoenix Marie and what was the other one?
Kelly Devine.
I think I know her, but I don't... All right, I'll go the Kira Noir 2.
Okay.
I'll go what was the third one?
It was Phoenix Marie and then
Phoenix
Kelly
Devine. Phoenix Marie number three and then
Kelly
Devine
fourth.
Number four. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. My mouse is having trouble here, but let's see here from the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. From my buddy James, rank these wrestling managers: Paul Heyman, Jim Cornette, J.J. Dillon, Jerry Martel. It's a good list. I still go Jim Cornette number one. I think Jim Cornette's the second best manager of all time, next to Bobby Heenan. I think Bobby Heenan is far and away the best manager of all time, but I think Jim Cornette is number two. I will take Paul Heyman because he's had a career resurgence. He's been magnificent, you know, in this whole bloodline thing. I'll take him number two. I will actually take, and I know he's the more, I know he's the guy that was the glue that held everything together with J.J. Dillon, but I'll take Sherry Martel because I think she's criminally underrated in the wrestling world, number three, and J.J. Dillon number four. And I like J.J. Dillon. I think that he was the glue that held the horsemen together in all of that. Let's see here. Rank these dopey millennials at 92.9, okay?
This should be good.
Yep. Caleb, Dom, Dylon, and Garrett. So I'm gonna go Dom number one.
I'm gonna go
because you're here, but I'll go Dom number one. He's got a little bit less dopiness in him. I will go Garrett number two. I will go Caleb number three and Dylon four because I love Dylon, but man, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Like if it didn't happen in 2006
yeah.
or later, like he's got no frame of reference.
I was going to say, I'm lucky because I have a very, like just my dad and everyone just did a really good job of making sure I knew just things that happened
before me,
whether that was movies,
right.
music. So I've always kind of said I have a little bit of an old soul.
Yeah.
There are times where I talk to Dylan, and granted, I'm only maybe like a year or two older than Dylan, where I talk to Dylan, and I'm just like, all right, dude, like, how do you not know this?
No, there have been things that we've talked about that he looked at me like I had three heads. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Again, and it would be... It wouldn't be a deep... I can go deep. I can go deep with reference. I got 51 years under my belt. I mean, I got a half a century. I can go deep, but even some of those things, like, it was like, wait a second, I know some of these pop star, like we'll even talk about like some of these pop star girls, And I'll be like, wait a second, I'm listening to these girls right now, and you're not even but anyway, so from our buddy Rusty, rank these fill-in replacement members. Shemp from the Three Stooges, Sammy Hagar from Van Halen, Crush for Demolition, and Arnel Pineda, who's the new Filipino lead singer of Journey, who took over for Steve Perry. I will tell you, I've seen that Arnel, I believe I saw him years ago when he took over for Steve Perry.
Yeah.
He was outstanding. I saw them at Music Midtown. And it was Neil Schon and all the guys, but they had this. They had another singer, and I don't know if it was this guy or not. But if it, I'm not even gonna. I'm gonna say that I'll give him the number one spot because he was phenomenal in that role.
Okay.
I love Sammy Hagar. I'll go hot taking. I think Van Hagar is better than Van Halen.
Okay.
Van Hagar is better than with David Lee Roth. I think David Lee Roth had his moments. But he was completely whacked out. And I don't think they were consistently as good as they were with Sammy Hagar. Shemp from the Three Stooges. And when they added Crush, I mean, it was like giving up. Because, again, Bill Eadie and all those guys, they were too beat up. Smash and Axe, they were both beat up from the territory days. They had to bring in Crush because they needed somebody to just kind of spell them, right? They were just too beat up and banged up. Quickly here. And my guy, the basketball guy, I'll be honest with you. And again, it's not that some of these people are just not showing up on my, I think they're all adult film stars. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's just, some of these are just not showing up
How about this? I got a list for you here that I just came up with.
All right. Well, let me get to Matt Ryan first. Rank these teams who lost to the 90s Braves: the Jim Leland Pirates, the Dusty Baker Giants, the Larry Durker Astros, and the Bobby Valentine Mets. I still think that Pirates team was really good. Van Slyke, Bonilla, Bonds, Chico leaned at second base. Sid Bream at first. I think they were criminally underrated. They should have been a lot better than they were, but the Braves were just too good. I'll take them number one. That Larry Durker Astros teams, those guys with Bagwell, Biggio, Berkman, I mean, those guys, that's number two. I'll take the Dusty Baker Giants number three. That's Bonds and those guys. And then I hate the Mutts, so the Mutts can screw themselves. TV shows turn movies from our buddy Alvy Cohen. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Mission Impossible, The Fugitive, and Get Smart. Well, I'll definitely take Mission Impossible. I'm going tomorrow night to see that.
Yeah.
The Fugitive, definitely number two. And I'll say that Get Smart wasn't awful. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., I don't like that guy. I don't like that Henry Cavill guy.
Really?
He's a lousy Superman.
I get that.
Too big a stiff.
I get that. I do like The Man from U.N.C.L.E., though. I like that movie.
Yeah, I don't like that. And I'll at least take The Rock and Steve Carell, and I love Anne Hathaway. Love, love, love Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll take Get Smart number three, and you can have The Man from U.N.C.L.E. All right, hit me up real quick.
All righty, real quick here, right up your alley. Rank these four women in the WWE, or current or former: Sasha Banks, Trish Stratus, Tori Wilson, Jade Cargill.
You know what? I've become a big fan of that Jade Cargill.
Me too.
I had her on the show. I interviewed her.
Yes.
It did make some publications and stuff. So I really like her. I'll take her number one. I'll take Tori Wilson number two because back in the old days, she was something to behold. I will take Sasha Banks number three, and I like Trish Stratus. I think she's a little overrated.
Fair enough.
Not physically or anything like that. Yeah. I think she's a little bit over. I think Sasha Banks is a really good wrestler.
Yes.
I think she's a very good wrestler. And I like the way she wrestles. I think she's had some really. I mean, her in the old NXT days when they had Bayley and Becky Lynch, and you know they were the horsewomen and all that. Like they had some really great matches. I mean, that was. That in the old days of NXT, those guys, those girls were really, really good. So, all right, that's Rank 'Em for a Friday. We're going to wrap things up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Oh, yeah. I'm still chewing.
All right.
to more of the John Chuckery Show.
Okay.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show as we always do with that love TKO. Reset the deck and get everything going here in just a second. But though, on Dom's last night with us this week, I want you to listen to what is the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
Dom, really appreciated being with you this week, so had a lot of fun with you this week. We'll definitely give my review of Mission Ridiculous because I'm super excited to see it. Like all the things have been talking about how really this is a really good movie and it's gotten a really good buzz and they're doing huge box office numbers and stuff. So we'll talk about all that Monday, and of course, you know, the Braves will sweep and Atlanta United will win, you know, so it'll be. But again, we're inching closer to NFL training camp, and then we have a big staff meeting on Monday as well. So we'll bust some agates about all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, there'll be a lot of stuff to get into come Monday. And Day Day will be back, so we'll have some fun with him as well. So all right, Dom, really appreciate it. For Dom, is Chuckery. We'll see you AMF.
Sense of time, have a change of mind. Taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time age. Trying to hold on, think it's gone. It's just another sad song. I think I better let it go.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.